Ladies and gentlemen, let's open up the gates of hell and bring in Mike Kozzi with a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. What gates of hell?
I want to tell you, years ago, I started writing Wellington Mara letters, okay? And I mean years ago, back in the, I'll say, right in high school, okay? I've always been a Giant fan, and he always responded to me, Mike.
Folks, he needs the rubber room. Go ahead.
But anyways, he always responded to me. And that was whether I sent in positive.
Like the letters you used to write to Santa Claus, and Santa Claus used to write back too?
Yeah, no. He did write back. Okay. He did write back because I actually met him about 6 years later, and he remembered me as the guy from Northwest Connecticut. Anyways.
Oh, so you're Marshall? That's what he said, right?
Yeah, I know. He responded. It was his. He responded to every letter he got. Anyways, I used to complain about how terrible they were and stuff, and then when they got good, I said, well, for the first time, I actually yesterday sent a message to Mr. Tisch and of course Mr. Mara, and I posted on the New York Giants Facebook page and their info page that they should be embarrassed, that no matter how bad the team is, they shouldn't look this bad, where every game they fall behind by 14 points.
Well, now we know why you didn't shave this morning.
They come back. That's right. I might have killed myself. They are just playing as bad a football, if not worse, than that 20 lousy years of football right now. It's just terrible. When you have a rookie quarterback that has no front line because, once again, injuries, and folks, these injuries that keep piling up on the Giants, Mike pointed this out with the Yankees and other baseball teams, there's something wrong with their training program. But when you have a rookie quarterback who has no running game, can throw four touchdown passes against a terrible team regardless, but it's the second game in a row that he's done that, and you can't come close to winning a game, it is time to get rid of everybody from the general manager on down. It is the most disgusting presentation of football that I have seen since the Giants were really, really bad, and they're probably worse. It's just the worst I've ever seen them play. Worse. Plain and simple. It was horrible. A horrible brand of football. And if heads don't roll now, I know they're not going to fire the coach midseason now because it doesn't mean anything, but they got to do something now, and they got to fire the coach on the last day of the season. This guy's bringing this team nowhere. You can see they're poorly coached. You can just see it. Why does the defense always seem to get better in the second half? Why? Because they're not prepared in the first half. I'm going to stop ranting because it's your sports report, but it was just a horrible game. So, and thank God they don't play next week. So how do we do in our picks?
Just as bad as the Giants. Yeah. You won 2-3, actually. You won with Green Bay and excuse me, and Baltimore. And I won with Green Bay, and I lost with New Orleans and Indianapolis. Getting back to football.
Now, I had some people.
The Falcons beat the Saints in New Orleans. Strike one. The Dolphins beat the Colts in Indianapolis. Strike two. And then last night's game, just as good, Minnesota beats Dallas in Dallas. This league stinks.
Well, I had people who send me messages, said, how can you be a Giant fan of being so critical? If you're a true sports fan and you really, really
critical.
Well, you
don't put on the Ray Charles dark sunglasses and don't see what's going on. You have to be critical. If you're a fan and you're not critical, you're not a fan.
That's exactly right. It doesn't mean you don't love your team and want your team to win. It means that you're sick and tired. What's the guy's record since he's been with the Giants? This is his second full year.
Who, the coach?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, I don't know how long he's been there.
It's his second year. He's got two wins this year. He had five. He's got seven wins in almost a season and a half. Seven wins in a season and a half.
You should be shown the door for that.
Anyways, how'd you do in racing this weekend?
Our picks didn't do so good. I think we had a winner at Churchill. I don't remember because the printer stopped working on me at that point. I don't remember what I picked because I didn't have the form I picked off of it. But there was a huge bias this weekend at at Aqueduct on the turf. The inner turf was closers, and the outer turf speed held on real good. I had a real good weekend betting Aqueduct, and I had a good weekend betting Churchill Downs. Unfortunately, I couldn't transfer that into our listeners because it was on a kind of an on-the-fly thing. But Aqueduct runs today for a Veterans Day schedule, and they have a pretty good card there today. So, folks, if you can, go bet Aqueduct today. It's better than betting football. If I bet football, I wouldn't have the stack of hundreds I have on my table.
Like I said, the only thing that made me feel a little bit better, and I feel bad about this whenever I wake up like this, and I saw that the Cowboys lost for some reason, if I feel a little bit better. But I don't know why, because...
You need help.
Why do I need help?
You have sickness. You need help.
I need help. I do need help.
People say I'm crazy. You're worse than me.
Oh, I am. Because I am a true... And you know this. I'm not a blindfolded fan. I am a true fan. And if my teams perform at the level they're expected to, I don't expect them to win championships every year, but I expect them to perform at a level where they can be representative. But when they're not even representative as a cohesive football team, and you're now 10 games into the season and you're 2-8, I'm sorry.
That's kind of what we thought they were going to be. I think we said at the beginning of the year they should win four games. Unfortunately, one of the four games was the Jet game.
But they're not going to win the four games now.
No, but so what?
They're not going to come close. I mean, they supposedly worked on a bunch of things in the offseason, and none of it seems to work.
But I used to be like that. But do you still have to get up in the morning and go to work?
Yeah.
Do you still have to put gas in the car?
Yeah.
So who cares?
I know.
You watch it, you shake your head, you turn it off. That's all. You can't get preoccupied with it because it means nothing. The only people that get preoccupied, that should get preoccupied with it, that shouldn't, are the people that gamble on it.
Well, how about the coaching? They should be preoccupied.
It stinks all around. It stinks all around, but there's nothing you could do about it, and who cares?
I care. That's why.
You have a sickness, like I said.
That's right.
You have a sickness. Hey, how about the other side of football? How about college football Saturday? How much better could that get?
Holy smokes.
The Penn State-Minnesota game, and then follow that up with the LSU-Alabama game. Those are probably the two best football games I've seen in a long, long time, pro, college, or anything else.
Yeah, they're unbelievable games. Unbelievable
LSU
games.
LSU to go down to Alabama and take a halftime lead. I think it was 33-13. And then Alabama come back to get within a touchdown, and then LSU answer right back. And that was a tremendous, tremendous game.
It was. Now here's also what I posted yesterday. Okay, it's football season. What can we look forward to now in New York winter sports? The Giants are 2-8. The Jets are 2-7. The Knicks are 2-7. The Rangers are 7-6-2. The Devils are 4-7-4. Thank God for the Islanders. They're 12-3. Even the Nets, the Ballyhooed Nets, are 4-4. Thank God.
See, I had a little discussion about with that with my friend last night. I said how all New York teams have had and been bad. Because even though Islanders aren't on an island no more, and they're in Brooklyn, but they're going back to the island, they're not even considered a New York team. I don't know what they're considered. Because you never hear about them in a newspaper.
Well, when I posted that, a friend of mine... who I used to do sports with in Kingston, New York, Dan Reinhardt, said that, well, Marshall, take my advice. Look in the other direction for winter. The Patriots are 8-1, the Celtics are 7-1, and the Bruins are 16-11.
Well, you can go north or south. You can go to Boston, and they win, and you go to Washington, and they win now. Because last year they won the Stanley Cup. They won the World Series. You got the Bruins, who are real competitive, and the Red Sox won the World Series last year. So you got a New York sandwich. You got a loser in the middle and winners on the top and the bottom of you.
All I'm saying is thank God the Yankees had a decent year.
Under your standards.
It's under my standards. Hey, like I said, give me something that's entertaining and I'll be happy. You don't have to always win the championship. Just be entertaining. Be entertaining. You're basically paid to entertain me, and just like a movie star.
You want to be entertained?
Yeah.
Well, my friends were in the William Hill room on Saturday, where I never go.
Yeah.
So I went in there to hang out with them a little while and bet the horses while you couldn't watch them because they don't put a horse race on with 40 TVs in the place. But that's beside this point. You want to get entertained? Go there. Watch those crazy people. That'll entertain you.
I can imagine.
Oh, my God. They scream on every play.
I know.
You think going to a sports bar back in the 80s and 90s was bad? Go to this place, because these people actually have money on the games. They go berserk.
All right. Well, anyways.
They need a referee in there.
All right. So who's playing tonight that we can talk about?
Seattle and San Francisco. I already wrote down both our picks. I'm pretty sure I know what you're taking.
I'm going to take San Francisco.
Oh, I'm taking Seattle.
Yeah, I'm taking San Francisco.
I pick against the team I used to root for at the drop of a hat, because I pick who I think is going to win. I think Seattle's going to beat San Francisco tonight.
All right. Well, we'll find out tomorrow morning.
Yep. Hey, happy Veterans Day. Remember, if you see a guy in uniform, shake his hand, because if it wasn't for the veterans and the soon-to-be veterans that are serving now, we wouldn't live the life we have.
Absolutely. All right, Mike. Check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with Check On Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.